This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What is your experience turning down someone who doesn't handle rejection well? Trigger warning. I broke up with someone who, as it turned out, was cheating on me anyway. Even still, he did not take it well. First, he showed up at my parents' house, where I was staying. I hadn't told my dad about the breakup yet, and I'd only been dating this person for about 6 to 8 weeks, so I didn't even think it was that important to mention. Should have though. My dad invited him in, and to stay for dinner. Sure, fine. I reminded him we were still broken up, and that was that. The next day. The very next day. Said man calls me, and tells me that he's on his way to meet my family and me at the beach. I asked him why, seeing as we broke up. He insisted that no, we didn't break up, it was just a misunderstanding. He ended up driving 4 hours, with 2 bags full of groceries, to meet my family and me. This time, I was smart. I let people in on what was going on. As I said, 4 hours later, this idiot shows up on my parents' doorstep. He quietly lets himself into our house, and starts unpacking his shit in my room. I went upstairs, and reminded him, for the third time now, that we were broken up, and what he was doing was super ducking weird. He stormed out, grabbed the groceries on his way, slammed a door in my face, and then threw the groceries at my dad. My uncle, a veteran 4 times over, saw what he did. He reminded him of his place, and sent him well on his way. Angry texts ensued. After that, this jackass and his doting mother spent 6 months harassing me. She sent me a Bible, with her favorite passages highlighted. She told me that she highlighted them in hopes that they would save me, and bring me back to her son. As for her son, he sent my parents, my grandmother, and myself very long letters, giving insight into the more intimate side of our relationship, and promising that he would show me why he was the best option for me relationship-wise. After all was said and done, this person tried using me as a reference to become a police officer. I spent 30 minutes on the phone with a detective, giving the most scathing, upfront personal reference that I could. He did not get the job. Technically, I didn't even turn this guy down, which makes the story even more ridiculous. So I met this guy at a bookstore, chatted for about 10 or 15 minutes, and exchanged numbers. We set up a date, but I came down with a cold the day before and texted him telling him I was sick and asking if we could reschedule. He suggested a particular day and I told him truthfully that I had plans with my family that day, and gave him a few other days that week when I would be free. Well, I guess to him this counted as a rejection because he flipped out and started telling me that, "I know you're trying to let me down easy, just say you don't want to go out with me." Then sent me another text that said, "You just ducked up, bat." At that point I stopped responding because it was clear that he was crazy. A few weeks went by, and then he randomly called me one night, but I didn't answer and blocked him. I guess he thought me trying to reschedule was a rejection and lost it. I'd hate to see how he'd react if a girl actually flat out turned him down. I would say you dodged a bullet on that one. Yikes. I had been single for a while and decided to join an ish dating site for BBW admirers. Started chatting with this very attractive, intelligent guy and we were hitting it off at first, but he went from 0 to stage 5 clinger fast, and after a few days of chatting wanted to pay for me to fly to New York City and stay with him for a long weekend. I was honest and told him he was moving too fast for my comfort level, asked if we could slow down a bit. He lost his shit, telling me I was at ease and a flake, and ended his rant by telling me I was extremely fat and nobody would ever want me. Like, obviously somebody wanted me enough to pay for a plane ticket, so. I once went on a date with a guy who I wasn't sure about. We had really clicked texting, but in person I wasn't really sure. 4 or 5 days after our first date, He asked me for a second and I said sure, because I wanted to put my misgivings to rest. At the end of the date, I explained to him that he seems like a really sweet guy, but I don't think it's going to work out. He seemingly took it quite well, although he seemed disappointed. The next morning, I get a call from a mobile number I don't know and I pick it up, and it's this guy's mother, he was 31, telling me I've broken her son's heart and how dare I lead him on. I tell her that I don't think 2 weeks of talking and two dates constitutes that and tell her I need to get to work. At work, I go on my lunch break and go to get something from my desk when my desk phone rings. It's reception and the dude has turned up with flowers. I ask the receptionist to tell him I'm not available, she says sure and hangs up. About 10 minutes later she calls back, and you can hear him in the background screaming at her to let him see me. He eventually gets escorted out by security. 10 months later, I'm on my first weekend away with my now, and then too, although it was very new, boyfriend, and I get a text from the dude's wife. That's right. He'd met and married someone else in 10 months. She tells me to stay the duck away from him. I wanted to text back, gladly. He stalked me for about 2 weeks. He attacked one of my guy friends because he thought we were dating. He commented on all my social media. He went psycho when I confronted him and my brother had to scare him off. Edit, this happened in school when I was 16. I'm at work so I rushed to type this and forgot to mention it was a teenage boy that pulled that, lol. Would have been a lot creepier if it were an adult. I was making out with some random guy at a party, until he started to get pushy to go to his car with him. Yeah, I was not in the mood for X and his pushiness was creepy. I said I was going to find my sister and got away from him. A while later he grabs me by the arm and says that I'm at ease, that I should know who he is. He has influence and would ruin my life. He would find me and get me banned from all the cool clubs, lol. And afterwards he'd keep hovering around and staring intensely at me. Really freaked me out. He also showed up asking if we wanted a ride when me and my sister were waiting for an Uber to leave. I was friends with a guy about 10 years older than me. In my early 20s, that's all I wanted it to be. We were in different phases of our lives and at the time, I wasn't looking for a relationship anyway. I had just gotten out of a LTR. He pursued me constantly. I never once entertained his advances. After repeatedly making it clear that I was not interested, and him repeatedly flirting regardless, I told him I wanted to end our friendship as well. He was starting to make me uncomfortable and I told him as much. He flipped out, called me a slut, for not sleeping with him, or anyone, and began pursuing my pregnant best friend as like, revenge I guess? She also was not interested, hello? She's about to have a baby. Then he went after our third friend who is a lesbian. We all agreed to cut contact with him, block his number, and block him on all social media because he had successfully alienated all of us with his creepy advances. Everything was fine for a while until I started getting follows and friend requests from strangers. I don't normally accept those, but one guy on Facebook said he saw that he noticed my university and degree program and was interested in talking more about it. He seemed friendly enough so I accepted the friend request. After a few weeks, I was talking with my friends again and we realized they got follows and friend requests from the same guy. It was him. He made upwards of 7 fake social media accounts to follow us, flirt with us, and pursue us further. I am the outspoken one in the friend group, so I took the lead on lying to him. I threatened a police report and possibly a restraining order. He finally got the picture and has backed off. It's been 2 years since any of us has heard from him. Obviously all our social media with our identities are private now, and we thoroughly vet our friend requests anymore. I met a personal trainer while looking for a bikini coach. He asked me to dinner to discuss goals. Weird flex but okay. Turned out to be a date, apparently. I was okay-ish with it at the time. We went back to his place, and two things were a nope. 1. His house was basically sterile. White couch, no paintings, no decorations. 2. Beautiful mastiff big old doggo, that he kicked. I couldn't drive because of wine. So I slept on his couch. I woke up to him staring at me. I made excuses and noped the duck out. I texted later with a respectful, well-written, in conjunction with a close male friend, response declining both training and seeing him again. He found me on all social media and added me, unfriended, added, unfriended so I would see the notifications. This was on IG and FB. I got essays of texts that flip-flop just as bad. Please, I know I love you already, and if you give me a chance, to you'll never find anyone better than me, you're making a huge mistake. He called non-stop for a solid week. I came to my phone with 36 missed calls at one point. When I blocked him, he created new accounts and added me. I just kept blocking. He left me a very long threatening voicemail. I considered getting police involved, but I live in a very secured house and decided blocking him every new number was sufficient unless he came to my house. He didn't. About a year later, I saw him randomly at a tattoo shop and he followed me to my car, asking to talk. I immediately called my friend and told him to call the police if he heard anything weird on the phone because Bruno was following me. He ended up yelling at me as I pulled out. Nothing has happened since and that was about a year ago. The night we were supposed to meet, it stormed terribly. I, to this day, don't know why I was this stupid, but I opened Tinder and messaged him and said, "Hey, I don't really want to go out in this weather. Do you just want to come hang at my place?" He fired back, "I was really hoping you would say that." So I sent him my address. His pictures had showed him to look my age, average build, maybe a little on the skinny side, with big brown eyes and upswept eyebrows. In one of the photos he was scuba diving, in one he was hiking, etc. He wasn't really what I would call handsome but he was cute enough. You know, in my league, I felt. When he showed up, he looked about 10 years older and about 200 pounds heavier. Against my better judgment and the fact that I was completely turned off, partly by him and partly by the lies, I invited him in anyways. I'm not a perfect person. I try not to put too much stock in looks, because I know that I have some major flaws. I am not everyone's cup of tea, and everyone is not mine. That being said, I like to get to know people a bit before I start passing judgment. There hadn't been anything in our conversation so far to indicate that we wouldn't get along, so I decided to give him the benefit of the doubt. Offered him a drink, ushered him into my living room, and threw a vinyl record on. He told me within the first 5 minutes that I had great blowjob lips. I immediately felt demeaned. He told me he was an engineer so I tried to steer the direction of our talk to things he would be more interested in. I was familiar with 3D printing and a few other concepts from work, but he let me know very quickly that he was way beyond my level of understanding and wasn't interested in holding a conversation with me about it. He tells me I have a great rack. I laugh a little nervously and try to be polite and make sure there is distance between us on the couch. He asks if he can touch my breasts and I say no. He goes into a tirade about how he hasn't gotten laid in ages, he's rusty, dating is so hard. I stay silent. He asks if he can kiss me. I say no. I say I have a meeting early in the morning for work. I really have to go to bed and get some sleep. I need him to go. He kisses me anyways and I push him off and wipe my mouth in disgust. I look back at this moment, here, and I only had a split second but I can't help but think, what if I had jumped up and chewed him out? What if I had reached for my phone and threatened to call the cops then, if he didn't leave? Why didn't I use my split second, instead of wiping my mouth, to prevent what happened next? I'll gloss over this part because it would require a major TW. Suffice to say he assaulted me, and my reaction was to freeze. So, the last time I turned down a guy who gave off the doesn't handle rejection well vibe, he actually assaulted me. After that, when I got a vibe from certain people, I would just ghost. Admittedly not the best way to handle it, but I was hurt and afraid for a long time. Luckily now I am an RLTR and am out of the dating pool for hopefully forever. In my experience it didn't matter how polite I was or how I went about it. People like that, you can't control how they are going to react. Worked in the same building as this guy. We were both smokers, and I needed a lighter one day so that's how we met. We went on one date, made out a little, that was it. Well, after that Friday night in this man's head I was his girlfriend. We had this one date on a Friday night, and by Sunday night he had texted me asking me to FaceTime 15 times. I go to work the following week, he sees me outside. He comes to talk to me, basically tries to kiss me in front of our work building. I move back. He asks me when we can hang out again. I tell him I had a really great time, but I just got out of a relationship and I need to spend some time just on my own. He says okay. 1 week later, he again asks me when we're going to hang out. I'm of course confused because I thought we already talked about this, and his response was, well, I gave you your space so I figured we could hang out again. Well, this turned into my avoiding him and not going outside at certain times of the day because of this. He then was blowing me up on social media asking to see me, which I would ignore. Finally, I made up a lie and told him I started seeing someone else because I just wanted him to leave me alone. I still see him sometimes outside my office, but ever since I told him I'm seeing someone, he's backed off. The only positive thing to come from that situation was I quit smoking to avoid him.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.